You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more.
You are listening to Hillbilly Shorts. Thank you so much for your patronage.
Hola, amigos.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
The ¿cómo está doesn't work here.
Why?
I just don't.
Hola, ¿cómo está? It says, hello, how are you?
I know, but they can't respond.
Oh.
Anyways,
Hey, guys.
Welcome to episode 16 of Hillbilly Shorts. Can you believe we're already at 16?
No, how weird is that?
It's pretty weird. Not as weird as some of these stories, but it's pretty weird.
What you got for us now?
Well, I thought, let me tell you first, this was an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to be looking up Vail Cemetery in New York. Instead, I printed out the paperwork for Vail's End Cemetery, which is in New Hampshire. Oh. Wilton, New Hampshire, to be exact.
Oh, okay.
So I started reading it, and I noticed that half of the paperwork that I had printed out with my information on it was from Vail Cemetery in New York. And then the other half was from Vail's End Cemetery in Wilton, New Hampshire.
That is so crazy.
And then the more I read it, the more I thought the one in Wilton, New Hampshire was a better story. One. So that's what
it was just meant to be.
So let's talk about this a little bit. This is a cemetery where people have actually feared for their lives.
Oh, man.
And the cemetery has got two famous ghosts that it's home to, and two other entities, which we won't get a whole lot into because I just didn't really find a whole lot on them. But the first ghost is known as the Blue Lady. These things are so original. Mm-hmm. Everything's like the Blue Lady. But this ghost is supposed to be the spirit of Mary Ritter. Mary was buried in the cemetery. Her husband remarried another woman, also named Mary.
Well, you know why I did that, right?
You can already find out why he did it.
Okay.
When the second Mary died, he thought he could save money by burying her on top of the first Mary in the exact same plot.
Look at him, man. Penny pincher.
So.
Save that money.
I'm assuming this pissed off the first Mary, as you can imagine.
God.
I mean, look.
But seriously, come on now. You got to admit that's kind of a pretty cool idea.
Well, yeah. I mean, every guy's in a little girl-girl action, but usually it's not after death. All I could think of, this sounds so stupid, but every time I hear it, when I was reading this story, all I could think about was, Mary, Mary, mm-hmm. Why are you bugging?
Yeah. Why are you bugging?
Well, that was the old Run DMC. Remember, they did a remake of the Monkey song,
yeah.
Mary, Mary. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Mm-hmm. That was back when bugging was a term back in the mid-80s.
I still use it.
I'm sure you do. So there's no actual claim that Mary has ever done any harm to anybody. She's just pissed at him. Her grave has been known to glow blue. And some say that if you see her, that she's got a blue glow around her. Oddly enough, her grave has been studied so much that pieces of the headstone have been broken off. There's no logical explanation why it should glow, but apparently this one does glow. This is not what?
I was just thinking, so Mary's down there, and Mary's on top, and Mary'd be like, get off me! You know what I'm saying? Like, get off me, get off me.
Yeah.
Don't you see what I'm saying?
Is there more to that?
No, I just think it's funny. Like, Mary is on top of Mary, and she's like, you know how you're like with kids, like, get off me.
Oh,
you know, okay. Like that. Like... yeah. Kicking her in the butt and stuff.
Well, that might be hard to do, depending on if they're laying face to face.
Oh, now that's just cruel.
Anyway.
What? You'd have to be nose to nose, but that would be so bad.
The second ghost is that of a man who buried his daughter in the graveyard. Now, the daughter was married at the time, and after the father died, her husband decided to move his wife closer to him, so he took her to a different cemetery. The father is said to wander around the cemetery, looking confused, looking straight up and down the rows, trying to find his daughter, who's
no
longer in that cemetery.
That's terrible.
You know, I'm not one to criticize a story or to doubt. What?
Since when?
I'm just saying, I'm not saying this doesn't happen, but a lot of times when you see a ghost or when people say claim they've seen a ghost, it's like, oh, I caught a glimpse or I saw somewhat of an apparition.
Yeah.
But there's so many stories that are like, well, he seems to be confused. How damn good of a look did you get at this ghost to know that he looked perplexed? I mean, did he stop and ask for directions? Was he holding a map? I mean, I don't know. How do you know that this damn ghost looked confused? That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I get it. You know, maybe his head was cocked or something, like looking down the aisle.
There'll be 8,000 people who died at this hotel, and it's, well, it seems to be the ghost of William Vladimir. Because out of all them damn ghosts, how the hell you know it's William Vladimir? I mean, what is it that gives it away? Well, he seems to be dressed in 1800s clothing. Yeah, so was the other 7,000 people who died there.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Sorry. Right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The other entities that are said to be here that we said was about, they're supposed to be like troll-like creatures.
Like, they look like trolls?
Yeah, they're called...
like real trolls or like...
What are they called?
She's like a troll.
No, literally. There's like these little trolls. They're called Pudge something. Pudge Whackers. Pudge something. Well, I'm just saying, Pudge Willies. I don't something like that.
You lie.
No, it's Pudge something.
Well, I'm telling you, it ain't no Pudge Willie.
It's probably not, but it's something like that. But if you look up like trolls and elementals and dwarfs and all that stuff,
yeah,
fairies, it's one of those. All right, so there's this one woman. She went there with some friends. And she said the cemetery used to be open all night long, but since then it's just now it's just open, I think, till dusk or something like that. But this was back when it was open all night long. She said that she had trouble finding the cemetery, so they stopped at the police station to get directions. And the policemen were very eager to try to tell everybody where it was. It's like they were had this big proud, you know, idea or it's just proudness of the haunting being there and people coming to see it. And it's a small town. So they find a place, they start walking to find Mary's site. The temperature immediately dropped as soon as they got on the path. The cemetery's got a straight path that then splits and turns into a circle. So they follow the circle. They eventually get to the grave. They all tried to communicate with Mary. Nothing of interest happened during that time. Then there was this unusual gust of wind that just kind of hit them. And then there was a fog and a cloud that they said they were able to actually catch on tape.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
They said the cloud kind of swarmed around them, and it stopped for a second, and then blew away. And then the lights started. What lights, you say? Or should have?
What lights?
I'm glad you asked. As they were investigating the cemetery after this, they're kind of walking around, they started to see flickers of lights accompanied by rustling of leaves. Sometime... it was just out of the corner of their eyes. And sometimes it was head on.
Like bright lights?
Just a flickering of lights.
Oh, just a flickering?
They would go where they saw the lights.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they got to right where they just saw the lights, they looked like they appeared to be further off in the distance, closer to the woods that surrounded the area.
Hmm. Strange.
They would then go to the next, and then the next light, and the next light. Well, eventually... they ended up realizing that these lights were leading them to the woods.
Ah, heck no.
Yeah, so that's kind of what happened. So then they had this really bad feeling of being watched, and they said it kept getting stronger and stronger. So she said, hey, look, I feel like we're being surrounded. even though we can't see what it is. So she said it was time to hightail it out. And she said that she had heard of other people being attacked there, so she felt like, hey, they're kind of outnumbered. Let's get the hell out. So they start back, and one of the friends that she was with decided that she saw a family of, like, six graves that she was interested in, so she kind of started taking a look at it. Another friend then started hearing footsteps right in front of them, and it was in the grass area, so I guess you could hear the crunching and stuff. She looked up and saw a column of black, just like a giant black, you know, wall or something. Mm. And she said it appeared to be an apparition of a bulky man.
Mm-hmm.
So they walked as fast as they could to get towards the exit. And she said when they got out, everything, including the pressure in their chest, just stopped instantly.
Whoa. I still don't understand why people go to cemeteries at night.
I don't see why it makes a difference.
It night, just day. Freaks me out. Like, you know, when I go to visit mom, I can't go during the night or even act like it's getting dark. I can't do it. I just can't.
How does something act like getting dark?
Well, when the sun starts to go down and like it's almost there and I can't do it. Just and it's so quiet. And I mean, it's really peaceful up on the hill and it's really open and stuff like that. But still, it's so quiet and it just freaks me out.
I think we mentioned it on the show before, but I think it's interesting that both of our mothers are buried up on a hill where it's constantly windy, overlooking farmland.
Yep.
A little small, like 40 seat church and an outhouse.
Yep.
And a little picnic area. They're almost carbon copies of each other.
I know, isn't that silly?
Except they're in two completely different parts of the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but what a coincidence.
Mm-hmm. But it's really beautiful there because, like, when you overlook the big valley or land, oh my gosh, it's just amazing.
It is beautiful.
It is very beautiful. But it still creeps me out.
Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, is that it?
Well, yeah, that's it.
Oh. Well, thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed it. We love you.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.